This lunchtime, the Prime Minister launched a $230 million cybersecurity strategy to deal with what he's calling an unprecedented level of malicious cyber activity targeting Australia. It'll require businesses to reveal sensitive information about cyber attacks to intelligence authorities, and will see the government hiring 100 extra cyber analysts. In a rare move, the government also publicly declared that this is not just a defensive plan. It's prepared to launch its own offensive strikes to protect the nation's interests. Here's how the Prime Minister described the plan a short time ago.
Now, while cybersecurity measures sit at the forefront of our response to cyber threats, defensive measures may not always be adequate to respond to serious cyber incidents against Australian networks. The government can draw on a range of options to respond, such as law enforcement, diplomatic, or economic measures. An offensive cyber capability, housed in the Australian Signals Directorate, provides another option for government to respond. The use of such a capability is subject to stringent legal oversight and is consistent with our support for the international rules-based order and our obligations under international law. Acknowledging this offensive capability adds a level of deterrence. It adds to our credibility as we promote norms of good behaviour on the international stage. And importantly, familiarity with offensive measures enhances our defensive capabilities as well.
That's the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, launching his government's cybersecurity strategy this lunchtime.